Welcome to Radio Today broadcasting in Johannesburg on 1485 AM and nationally on DSTV Audio, channel 869.
Rising, all rejoicing, every honor rise to thee. All the beauty, all the glory, all thanksgiving rise to thee.
Good morning. I greet you in the wonderful name of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's Reverend Kathy Barrable, and I'm recording this from Johannesburg, and wonder how you are feeling this morning and how the interface is between the sacred and the secular over the Christmas period. And as we look into the new year, we often are very busy structuring our lives and structuring friendships, structuring relationships, and really glorying in them. And yet there is a lack in the spiritual. I hope this is going to be a highlight here of the spiritual for you, and that, as we've just heard, what is of beauty and honor and glory to our Creator, and what is modeled in the figure of Jesus may allow you to rise above all the ordinariness which plagues us in our life. I'm going to base our little chat this morning on the Trevor Hudson book, Signposts to Spirituality. I've had an interesting couple of months where I've been putting two homes into one and looking, of course, primarily now at all these books that I've accumulated through the years. And you'll be pleased to know that the books that I have got in a big pile that of want to reads is greater than the books that I think I'll put that on a shelf. So this was one of them, and it was given to me I think in 1995. It was a new publication from Trevor, who I've come to know again in the past year, and it's as relevant today as it was then. So I'm going to take us then into practicing the presence of God. That is the way, the root, the key to moving into a godness, a godliness, and a God-seeking in everything that we do. And of course, before we go to sleep and before we go off to embrace the world, which is what we should be doing, not going out to fight the world, but rather to embrace it, we need to practice this presence of God so that we might, as St. Augustine says, become spiritual beings on an earthly journey. So I'm going to take excerpts from page 29 on. And Trevor quotes an ancient story about three masons who were building a cathedral. When they were asked what they were doing, the first one answered, "I'm putting one stone upon the other to build a wall." The second mason said, "I'm working so that I can purchase food and clothing for myself and my family." But the third mason said, "I'm building a house of God so that people may know God's presence and be joyful." Which would you be? The first? In other words, the structure. The second, for a personal reason, that is for survival in the world. Or the third, the greater goodness and the greater glory of your life purpose in what you're doing and earning money and building. So these three attitudes towards everyday tasks and occupations are reflected in this simple story. We can live and work mechanically, one stone on top of the other, until the wall is built, or we can work solely for ourselves and our loved ones without thought for others and their needs, or we can offer up our daily work to God, whether it is washing dishes, selling insurance, or being a doctor, and so build a world in which God's divine presence is made manifest and where people can find joy. So we hear from the scriptures, whatever you eat or drink or whatever you do, everything is for the glory of God. Or in Acts chapter 17, since it is in him that we live and move and exist, as indeed some of your own writers have said, we are his children, all of us. So in my process of packing up one home and incorporating it in another, and all the things, the exhaustion that goes with it, and the poignancy of so much of what I have collected, it's been for me, and I reflected this in a WhatsApp message to a friend today, it's been for me like chucking off the skin of an onion and then layer after layer fresh. It's a cliche, but I really do feel that as I look at those shells, I am happy to have left them behind. And I'm happy most of all that the core, which is to do with this amorphous, inexpressible thing of understanding the glory of God and actually allowing God to work deeply into our future, surrendering ourselves and becoming God people. One of my friends has always spoken about, in a derogatory way, people being God botherers. I agree with her in one way, but not in another. I don't bother God, I hope, but I am persistent in desiring to be in the presence of God, which I think is what this talk is about. One of our ways of looking at this is through Brother Lawrence, because for 15 years amidst the hustle and bustle of a monastery's kitchen, he was a semi-literate Christ follower, and he endeavored to live and work in a constant state of God's presence. Rather him than me, because I would find that hard, and I'm finding aspects of that hard even now. One of the ways in which he sought to realize this presence was to direct all his actions to God's glory. So think of the worst thing that you've got to do today. Could you give that to God's glory? So for him, nothing was too trivial or ordinary. Baking pancakes, picking straw off the floor, he sought to do everything for the sake of God. And his abbe gives us a glimpse into this man's work. It was observed that in the greatest hurry of business in the kitchen, he still preserved his recollection and heavenly mindedness. He was never hasty or loitering, but did each thing in its season with an even uninterrupted composure and tranquility of spirit. So Brother Lawrence was really saintly, thinking of what we were talking about last time. Imagine, though, the difference such wholehearted living could make to the quality and meaningfulness of our daily labor. So Trevor quotes the Hasidic story of a devout rabbi who was known to have lived an unusually fulfilled and abundant life. And after his death, one of his pupils asked, "What was the most important to your teacher?" Without hesitation, the pupil answered, "Whatever he happened to be doing at the moment." For me, that's profound, and I yearn for that, and I'm going to try it, and I invite you to help me to do so through your prayers and also by doing it wherever you are. In summary, the Holy One comes to us in every moment of our lives and in every task that we do. Christ, crucified and risen, meets us wherever we live and work and play. Precisely here, amongst the ordinary and commonplace, the life of the kingdom is made available. Turning the mind in a Christward direction, keeping constantly thankful and doing everything for God, constitutes a faithful response to the good news. Through practices like these, daily life is integrated into the kingdom, and divine presence is known in all things, and everyday life becomes for you and me nothing less than the house of God, the gateway of heaven. Let us pray. We ask for your help, God, to enable us to look at our small actions in the heavenly light which you cast on us, because this is why you created us and why you have put us into this life at this very moment, in this year, in this month, in this day, as we listen to it. May we give you the honor and beauty and glory, not only in our prayerful times, but particularly in the times of mindfulness when we are busy with the everyday and the every minute engagement that we have with this life which you've given us, and the glorious and sometimes not such a lot of glorious people who come around us. So bless us and allow us to rise to you in these sacred moments we have just shared. Amen. I invite you to join me in Bryanston on the 6th of February from 9:15 to 2:30 for a one-day retreat, a time to get perspective on your life and in the world, and I've entitled it Darkness and Light. Hope to see you there. All blessings. Bye for now.